The next evolution of telemedicine is employing robots. A project presented at last week's International Conference on Circumpolar Health in Fairbanks showed how a remote control robot is helping patients in the Canadian Arctic. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Rosie the Robot offers a new option for medical care in isolated communities.
Rosie is named after the cartoon robot on the old Jetsons TV show. The real-life medical robot Rosie is also pretty smart, but looks a lot different from the Jetsons' mechanical maid.
It really looks like a big vacuum cleaner that is the size of a human, and it has a head that is basically a screen, a TV screen.
That's Ivar Mendez, chairman of the Brain Repair Center in Nova Scotia, which with several partners is piloting Rosie in Labrador. The $150,000 robot manufactured by California-based InTouch Health can listen to a patient's heart, perform ultrasound scans, and receive electrocardiogram signals, as well as do other assessments. Doctors like Mendez use video game-style controllers to move Rosie and her tool attachments to interact with patients.
For example, it can go to the emergency room and can participate in a resuscitation of an individual. And the doctor that is manipulating Rosie can actually direct nurses or other personnel to do life-saving procedures. And these things are very hard to do or impossible with static regular telemedicine stations.
For the past year, Rosie has been deployed at a clinic in Nain, Labrador, a place where villagers contend with bad weather and high cost to fly out to see doctors. Another Rosie Project team member, former Inuit government health official Gail Turner, says locals have taken to the robot.
First, obviously, it was like, what is that? And even for me, I couldn't get my head around what this robot would do. But once I actually saw what the robot could do, I was totally sold. They're saying, oh, my God, this is some good. You know, they got that robot down to the clinic. I don't have to go to Goose Bay now. I can go and see the robot. And for them, it's a huge issue.
Turner says Rosie also plays an important role in training and supporting nurses and interns, making them more likely to stay on in the remote community. Dr. Jay Butler, Senior Director for Community Health Services with the Alaska Native Health Consortium, says the state has long been a leader in telemedicine, and robots like Rosie have potential here. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.